Hello and praise the Lord. It's another opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, an opportunity to encourage, to inspire, and be there for one another as we encourage with the Word of God. Surrender into God's will. That has been our topic this week. Yes, there's so many things we are trusting God to do for us. We have our prayer items, we have our goals, we have our list of solutions. And we have so many things that we're trusting God for. But the question we've been asking ourselves the last 2 weeks is, what if it does not happen? Does that mean that God does not love you? Does that mean that you're not in God's plan? Does that mean that you did not hear God well? The things that you're trusting God for that do not happen. And we have been unearthing the secret to overflow. And the secret to overflow is simple. Surrender yourself to God's will. Surrender yourself to God's will. And we saw yesterday that is what the scripture encourages us to do. To tell God, not our will, but have your will. You know, we take our prized crowns and we lay them at the feet of Jesus. And we tell Jesus, nothing else in life matters more than you do. That is the attitude that God is asking us to have. That even as you trust God for that healing, as you trust God for that financial breakthrough, as you trust God for that relationship, nothing else in this life should matter more than God does. And that is in line with the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ that he taught his disciples. In the book of Matthew chapter 6, we call it the Sermon on the Mount, from verse 31. This is what Jesus told his disciples. So do not always say, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans learn after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This was the advice of the Lord Jesus Christ to his followers. He's telling them, I know, I created humanity, and I know what things bother them. I know the people who don't know God, when they wake up in the morning, they are thinking about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, those are the things that disturb them. And I can assure you that almost all your goals that you're trusting God to accomplish this year have as their baseline those three things: what to eat or drink, what to wear, where do I stay, you know, in terms of housing and all that. Those are the things that move us. And those are the necessities and the basics of life. And God is telling us that our preoccupation should first of all be his kingdom, or what I would call his glory. We should first of all think and seek after those things that honor God. What is it that God desires you to do in your current situation? What does God desire you to do where you are? Assume the situation you're going through is a test. Have you glorified God in that test? Have you glorified God in that exam? Is God honored by your attitude and the way you are handling the situation you are currently going through? Because your preoccupation on how you can honor God in the situation you're going through is seeking his kingdom. I have told my children every time they want to pray about their dad, and somehow I request them, they can pray so many things, but I always ask them to pray that God will give me grace to handle the situation I am currently going through. The key thing is that whatever situation you are in, you try to seek how you can bring God's kingdom into it. How can you bring God honor, glory, and praise into that particular situation, even before the other things that are bothering you? And I like what the Lord Jesus Christ says, that your heavenly Father knows that you need these things, and he will give you. Actually, he is saying that they will be given to you as well. All these things will be given to you as well. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Seek to glorify God in your situation. Seek to honor God in whatever you're going through. And if you seek to honor God in your current situation, in your current environment, in whatever it is that you are facing, all these other things should be added to you. It is God who takes care of us. It is God who makes us. Our responsibility is to submit ourselves fully into God's will. We have to reach that end where we tell God, on our own, we can do nothing. Only you can help us. And can I tell you something? He is always more than willing to come to the aid and to the help of his children. Where is God asking you to seek his kingdom and his righteousness today? Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us about surrendering ourselves to your will. And today you have told us that your will is to seek your kingdom. I pray for my brother and my sister in the situation they are in the scenario that they are facing currently, give them the wisdom, the ability, and the grace to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, to honor you, and to seek your glory in their current situation. And you have reminded us that when we do that, all these other things will be added to us as well. The overflow that they are trusting you for will come their way. God, you are never dilect, but you always visit those that give you preeminence and those that prioritize you. Remember my brother and my sister and show yourself strong in their situation, even as they seek your face. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. I don't take it for granted. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you for those wonderful comments and even sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. I am grateful. And I pray that the way you refresh me, the God of glory will also refresh you. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day. And thank you so much. God bless you.